So with regard to the film, just jumping forward in time, the film was all about dreaming ourselves awake and manifesting the type of world that we want to live in, a new reality, a new now. So what advice do you have for those who are in the process of awakening in the world and for them to dream about creating their utopia?
In awakening, it's a very, very personal thing. Very personal. Now, I've stated that the planet is awakening, but meaning there are many, many individuals on the planet. In your awakening, and again, right now is the ideal time, understand that there are going to be tremendous changes, and it's not what you necessarily thought it was. There is a lot of letting go, but there's one important point, well, several important points, but first of all, don't get distracted. I call it macchio. I call it at times spiritual bullshit. Don't get distracted. Always come back to yourself. You already have the answers. There's every one of you, you already have the answers. It's in your energy, but you don't believe that the energy is yours. You believe that it's somewhere else. You don't believe that energy serves you, which it does. So come back to that. It's already all there. And now it's just about allowing it. The awakening can be exhilarating at first and extremely challenging later on. You're going to have ups and down cycles as you go through awakening into mastery. Allow those cycles because they're important. It builds a momentum for each and every one of you that will carry you into embodied mastery on the planet. Ultimately, what you're going to face, perhaps the last thing before realization, is a releasing of your guilt and shame. It's the biggest human sticking point, guilt and shame. Not just guilt and shame for stealing or lying or things like that, the guilt and shame for having gotten lost here on the planet, the guilt and shame for becoming tied into cycles of lifetimes in the physical body and not being able to get out of it. The guilt and shame of taking so long to resolve the core issues why Earth was created in the first place. You come to a point where it's about letting go of that guilt and shame. That's one of the last things you'll do before realization, and it's the most difficult. If you feel into yourself, you find reasons even to hold on to guilt and shame. And ultimately, in this very, very personal thing of awakening, it's about letting go of that. Once you're clear of the many, many levels that you're not even aware of guilt and shame, then you gracefully go into your realization. But awakening, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very difficult thing. Ultimately, it's an extremely personal thing. You can't do it in a group. There are groups such as the Crimson Circle who can provide information, or more than anything, they just provide stories. And when you hear their stories, you realize that you also can do it. Thank you.